hasn't been so easy. I'd say trying to stand out, really, just because there's so many letters out there now. Calligraphy has become like a really big thing recently. I mean, it's kind of always been that way, but then it had this long period of where it just went away. I mean, right now, like, some kids aren't even learning cursive anymore in school, which like kills me so bad. So I don't know, it went away for a really long time, but it's back. And now there's like a modern twist on it. So I think that now that it's so saturated and there's so many people out there, it can definitely be difficult to stand out and still kind of be you and not just do something because somebody else is doing it, but because that's what you love and that's what you want to do.
Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinker. Well, it's another awesome week, another great guest, and another opportunity for me to bring you value through someone else's story. But before we jump into that, I'm just so excited that episode 100 is coming up and it's going to be amazing. If you know about episode 50, I did a 9-hour live stream with about 12 guests, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to do something similar to that again. So to learn more, go to passionbehindtheart.com/100. That's passionbehindtheart.com/100, episode 100. It's coming and I'm so excited about it. Remember, subscribe, leave a review on iTunes. We are on Spotify, we are on TuneIn Radio, we are on Apple Podcasts, we are on Stitcher. That's passionbehindtheart.com to learn about everything that we are doing and what's going on with the podcast and what's the next moves. So without further ado, let's jump into this week's episode. Well, I am excited to have Chelsea Law on the Passion Behind the Art Show. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
I'm excited. We kind of kicked it off on the wrong foot. She's a Yankee fan and I'm a Mets fan. So we'll see if we can make amends before
we'll
this show is over.
We'll try and convert you by the end of this conversation.
Oh, man, that's funny. So, Chelsea, let's jump right into it. How did your creative journey start?
Well, I was not a creative kid at all. Mm. Not even close. I was not artistic. The only thing I ever really did was I liked nice handwriting. I liked pretty handwriting. I tried to always write really neatly. But I mean, I kind of really started focusing it like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I was really bored. I was really bored one day. And lettering videos obviously are all over Instagram and I would watch them like over and over and over again.
Oh my goodness.
Those are so fun to watch. So why can't I do that myself? So I was really bored. And so I bought some brush pens and I don't know. I just never put them down.
Just spent hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. Wow. And this was 2 years ago.
Yeah. December of 2016, I picked up my first brush pen.
So what would you say was like the most major change, well, plus or advantage that came from just developing this skill?
I'd say that honestly, the best thing that's come out of it, out of anything, has been all of the people that I've met that also do it. And I mean, I say met, meaning like on Instagram or online or whatever. I haven't actually met any of them in person, but I mean, the friendships that you make, that like the thing that makes you click with other people, it's just really awesome. Everybody's always super supportive and they're all just so nice.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, the whole lettering community is pretty
It just, I get this vibe like everyone is trying to help everyone.
Yeah, we really are. Yeah. Really. And it makes it so much nicer. There's no competing with each other. If you have a question about literally anything, there's somebody that you can go to and they'll answer it for you. And they'll make a big thing about it and give you all of the answers and everything that they possibly can.
Right.
It's just really, it's a very supportive community and they're all the best.
Nice. So I'm curious, what were you studying before, or what did you study before this spark went off?
I mean, I wasn't in college. I wasn't really like doing much. I was okay. Like real life, I hated my job like so bad. So, my job, my boss could tell that I was hating it really, really bad. And so he told me that I should take some time off and try and recoup and come back with like a fresh perspective on everything. And I got really mad that that happened. I'm like, what? If I already am not liking it, why are you making me take time off? That's only going to make me dislike it even more. So during that time off, I went and found a new job. And I picked up a brush pen, and I live in a very, like a tourist area. I live in a beach town. People come here in the summer. People don't come here in the winter. That's just all that it is. Mm-hmm. And so it was December. It was already a slow time. There's not a lot going on around here in the winter. And so I had a lot of free time, not only not working for that week, but also it's just not busy here in general. There's not a lot of people around in the wintertime. So I had a lot of free time on my hands, and I like to be busy. I like to be doing something. I like to always be on to the next and just like keeping my time occupied, because if I don't, then I get bored really easily.
Understand.
So yeah, I just found it and I loved it.
That's cool. That is so cool. So what would you say was the hardest thing you had to overcome? Or has it just been so easy?
It hasn't been so easy. I'd say trying to stand out, really. Just because there's so many letters out there now, calligraphy has become like a really big thing recently. I mean, it's kind of always been that way, but then it had this long period of where it just went away. Right. I mean, right now, like some kids aren't even learning cursive anymore in school, which like kills me so bad. So I don't know. It went away for a really long time, but it's back. And now there's like a modern twist on it. So I think that now that it's so saturated and there's so many people out there, it can definitely be difficult to stand out and still kind of be you and not just do something because somebody else is doing it, but because that's what you love and that's what you want to do.
All right. So how did you, what kind of tweaks or what did you do to kind of stand out?
Well, I kind of said before, like I started because of lettering videos, like just watching them, watching other people do them. And so I kind of started playing around and, you know, taking pictures and posting to Instagram and that kind of thing. I made a specific, Instagram just for my lettering. And then I don't know. I tried this and I tried that and I tried all of the things like watercolor and embossing and pointed pen calligraphy and brush pen. And like, I wanted to try all of the things just to see like what I could love and what I could do. Right. And after a while of doing that, I tried a pattern on my feed. I tried like regular posts and then video and then regular posts and then video. And it was just not me. I felt very stuck in the grid in like keeping up with it. So I was like, you know, why, like who is forcing me to keep up with this grid pattern? Literally nobody, nobody but me. So I stopped and I went back to what I first really, really loved doing was the videos, watching the videos. It, like even right now, I'll post one on my own and watch it 10 million times just because it's just one of those things that like you just, it's the slow motion. It's kind of soothing to watch. It's just interesting. So once I, once I went back to what got me started in the first place with the videos, I think I kind of found my thing in what, not only what I like to do, what I like to show, but what I like to watch also,
right.
So I just kind of went back to what I would want to see in my feed if I were following me, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. And it's funny you said that about the grid. It's like, that thing is like so hard to keep up with at times, especially like you will get like a spark.
Yes.
And you want to put it out there. You'll be like, no, but it's not time for that.
Not
I got to wait.
Try again tomorrow. It's the worst.
Oh, I
would have like the best idea. And like, I'd want to record it and want to do it. And then it's like, oh, nope. Got to come up with something else first. And it, oh my, oh, like, why? Who says?
That is so true. That is so true. It's so true. Oh my goodness. Who would you say was like some of the most supportive people around you while you started this lettering venture?
My family, for sure. For sure. My husband's always super supportive. We turned my guest bedroom into my craft room because, I mean, come on. I'm in here more than any guests are, you know? And now it's like mine. And he's always kind of, I don't know. He bought me a new desk for Christmas because I wanted a new desk. And my Cricut last year for Christmas, he got me a Cricut because that's the only thing that I wanted. So it's like when I have find like one thing that I really, really love, he'll do that. My mom is like obsessed with everything that I do. And she's like, yes, let's do it. Like when I started my website, she's like, what's the address? Let's look at it now. So she's always been a really big cheerleader.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. And my daughter too. My daughter's 9 now.
Nice.
And she is like, she wants to do everything that I do and she wants to see everything that I see. And so whenever I'm in here, doing literally anything at my desk, she'll be behind me sprawled out on the floor with her crayons everywhere, coloring on like a board or whatever, just coloring pictures or drawing or whatever. So really just family in general. They're all just so
That's
great.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I definitely, especially with the kids, my kids do the same exact thing. And they'll like, they'll like bring drawings to show me and like, oh, Daryl, daddy, this is what I did. Oh, what you think? And it's
and
just so
proud of it. And it's just so great. I love it.
Oh my goodness. So I know you're doing all this, and as you know, this is all about me getting as deep as you possibly will let me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you are you generating revenue from this, and how are you generating revenue from this, or is this just all hobby?
Yes, I am. not full time, not as much as I would like yet. That's kind of a goal for the upcoming year, is to focus more on leaning more towards working from home and being able to do this better, and actually leaving the house and going to work less, hopefully. But yes, last year I was approached by a company to, work for them.
Nice.
It's called the Lettering Box. They're a monthly subscription box, kind of like, like each month you get different supplies and stuff. So they approached me. I was a guest artist in one of their boxes, August of 2017. And then in October, they asked me to come on full time in the new year. So I started in January of last year. And so that started being actually part of their team rather than just like a guest. So instead of just getting a box of supplies, I did start getting paid for that.
Nice.
And then in May of last year, I was approached by another company, by Faber-Castell.
Okay.
They are an art supply company. So then they, I blog for them now. So each post that I do, I'll get paid for each post.
Nice.
So that's a start.
That's really good to get at least consistent revenue.
I mean, it's a monthly thing, and I don't do very much that I wasn't already doing. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm taking 3 hours a day to do extra work that I wasn't doing before. It's just fun stuff using other people's supplies that they're sending to me. I mean, that's the dream, right?
Facts. That's the truth.
It's amazing. So yes, I would like to this year focus more on bringing it more to like my specific income rather than relying on other people, like another company to do it. I'm just not 100% positive on how to do that yet. So I'm still brainstorming all different kinds of stuff for this upcoming year.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty good start so far. I mean,
it is. Absolutely. And I don't see myself leaving these companies anytime soon. I love them both, really. Right. If I can just add on some extra stuff on top of that, that'd be perfect.
Well, I believe you're going to do it. Just looking at your stuff, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
I hope so.
So what is that one thing that you cannot live without that's not your phone?
Not my phone. Okay. My planner. My planner, for sure. I am a planner.
Is this a physical planner or a digital planner?
A real one.
Wow,
pen
nice.
And paper. Give me a pen and paper, and I will make lists. And I, oh my God, I love lists. I'm really good at them. I will organize my list by so many things. Yes. If I don't like physically write it down, it's not happening. It's just not.
Do you decorate your list?
No, it's very to the
wow.
point. I mean, I'll use like different colored pens or markers according to like right. what it is. But other than color coding, no. No distractions, no doodles, nothing like that. I'm very type A. I need to write it down and it will happen. If it doesn't go on my calendar, I will forget about it and it's not going to happen.
Wow. Nice.
I'm a very organized person.
Just by your face, it's probably like super. It's probably extreme.
I like it. I like it. And my husband hates it because whenever we'll like run out of something, he won't write it down. He won't even tell me about it. And then I'll go reach for it and it's not there. And I'm like, write it on the list, please. Please. One of these days. You'd think he'd get it after like a million years together, but he just doesn't.
Oh, man. It's rough out here. Oh, that's funny. So what is the first hour of your day like?
Well, my first hour is getting my kid up and ready for school, but, the first like me hour, right. My planner, man, I'll take my coffee
list.
Into my office and I'll open up my planner and see what's planned for the day. Whether it be like something like this, where it's something specific that I need to be at a certain time, I'll write down like, if I have a project due that week, I'll kind of plan around my work schedule, my daughter's school schedule, stuff like that, on when I can get that done before it's due. And then even like, you know, go to the gym, check, go wherever, whatever errands I need to run. It all starts by like sitting down, reading my list for the day and checking them off. Because once you start checking things off, you'll feel better about it.
Yeah, you feel like you got something accomplished.
Right. You're getting things done and it'll make you want to do even more than that. So I try and kind of plan that. If I have any projects due, I'll work on that first thing. If I have nothing to do that day, I might just work on, you know, Instagram posts or start, you know, brainstorming ideas for things to do with my website or something like that. So I'm always trying to do something.
So when you're making this list, are you making it the day before or do you make it the same day? How does that go about?
Well, I start, so I have a whiteboard and I start with the month. So whatever month I'm about to go into.
You're amazing. So you're telling me this list is made in a month in advance.
I mean, I can show you if you want me to. So, okay. Well, it starts with one and then I break it down. So like I have a whiteboard. And I'll write like all the things that I could possibly want to get done, like currently for the month of February. I'll blurt out all of my ideas on my whiteboard, just write them all down. And then I have a weekly. You're going to judge me for my list.
No, I'm pretty darn impressed. I'm about to go try to attempt it.
So I have my whiteboard for everything I could possibly want to do for the month. then I have like a weekly paper list and I'll write down, so like this week I'm free on these days, so I can get this many things done this week and this many things done the next week and this many the next week. And then I take my planner and that gives me daily tasks. I kind of break down my big things into smaller things. And if I know that I can't get it done in 1 month, I'll leave it up there for the following month. That way I can do the little bits and pieces to get whatever I can done now. And then it'll roll over into the next month and I'll have even less to do because I already got some of it done.
Okay. So basically you're moving, put everything on the whiteboard and you start moving stuff from the whiteboard to that weekly list. And then from that weekly list, it goes into your daily
planner. And then it goes into my planner and then I check it off every day.
Wow. Like, that is impressive. That is impressive. Like, I am struggling with trying to make a list for the day before.
Well, that's you know the what problem.
I mean? Well, I mean, like, what you're saying makes sense. You know what I mean? So it's funny you said that, because my first episode of this year, I challenged myself and all my listeners to start planning out the rest of the year. So to be honest, that's what I've been doing all of January, planning out all of February.
Yeah.
So I'm now I'm not to your level. I'm not up to Chelsea's level just yet.
I can
yet.
Teach you. It's okay.
But that is epic. I'm impressed. Very impressed.
I just find it easier to break down like a giant goal. Like, it can be so overwhelming. And if my brain is all jumbled with like all of this stuff that I want to do and ideas that I have and things that I need to get done. I just find it easier to like blurt it out onto paper and then focus my attention on, well, where can this one go and where can that one go and how can I break it up to make it not so overwhelming?
No, it makes sense tremendously.
And then you check it off every day and it makes you feel good about yourself. Like, you really are taking even the babyest steps toward your goals and toward whatever it is that you have to do that week or that month or that year or whatever it is. No matter how small it is, it's still a step in the right direction, and you still didn't do nothing today.
All right. I'm writing it down right now. No joke. Monthly. I need to get me a bigger whiteboard. Your whiteboard must be pretty big.
It's not that big. It's like a little...
Really?
I mean...
Because I'm thinking, oh, you have like this super humongous whiteboard and you're just like...
That would be fantastic. I would
then,
love it.
Then you would go crazy.
I would love one of those. No, it's... Okay, do you want me to show you? Or, I mean, this is a podcast. You can't really show other people anyway, but...
But I could see it.
Okay. All right. It's just a little... It's a little board. This is February. Oh. I already have February ready. So I want my goals for February so far. I want to write two blog posts because it took me forever to kind of start my website. And then I neglected it once I got what I wanted out. I just kind of like left it there. I want to be more active with that. I have two projects for one of the companies I work with, one project for another company that I work with. I want to take... I want to start practicing doodles a little bit more, kind of change my direction a little bit, try a few other things. And then I have like a list on the side of like potential blog ideas that aren't happening right now, but will happen in the future. Yeah. And that's like my month. And then I have this baby for the week. And then it has like an extra little list on the side of all the things that I want to do.
Like, you were playing when you said you have a lot of lists. it's list upon list upon list upon list.
But like, it makes me feel calmer because I don't have like a jumble of things. Like, oh, well, I wanted to do that, but I forgot. And now 3 months has passed and I didn't do anything about it.
And then on top of it, you don't get overwhelmed with thinking.
Right.
It's like... February 1st comes, you already know what you're going to do on February 1st, 2nd, 3rd. And it's,
time passes so fast already that if you don't focus your ideas, then like 3 months is gone and you don't know what happened, you know?
That is the facts. That is the facts. I You've blown me away. I'm going to be officially a list maker. I'm not sure if I'm going to be up to Chelsea standards, but I'm going to try.
All right, you can start.
Oh, man. Any book recommendations?
All of them.
I hope you got a specific book.
I don't know. I love books in general. Books that help. It all depends on your goals, really. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and some of your favorite books, top three,
like in general. I mean, in general. Like a fiction lover, you know,
that's
so like
fine.
Give me any kind of fiction book and I'm all about it. I don't even care what it's about. It can be like a young adult book. It can be like an old school, whatever, like the most random things, as long as it can like draw my attention and catch it and like throw a couple twists in there. I think it's fantastic.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. So what is next for Chelsea?
All the things. I mean, currently I want to work on my website more this year. And kind of open up shop there a little bit. Like I have a shop on my website right now. There's not really much in there. I have like a free drills worksheet, just something like easy. To get started. I have a lot of people ask me all the time, like, I'm new. I really want to do this. How do I start? So I have like an easy blog post I can just show you.
Just point them to. Okay.
Right. Go to my website, click on this and you're there. I want to be able to do that more with whatever questions I do get. So I really want to focus more on my website with like having that. If that does turn into whether it be like sponsored posts or, even having like banners or something on my web, just a way to make some money doing that, that would be great. Right. So yeah, I'm kind of researching things like ways to do that now and try and hopefully switch over to doing this full time one day.
Nice.
That's the ultimate goal. One day.
So the question of all, how did you become a Yankees fan? Was this like a kid's thing?
I was born in New York. And that's kind of a rule there, is that you have to be a Yankees fan.
But no, because I was living in New York, too, and I became a Mets fan.
Well, nobody knows really what happened there.
Oh, that's messed up. So where were you living in New York?
Long Island.
Oh, man. I get it now. Long Island. Like every time I went to Long Island, it was the cold time and I was freezing my butt off because it was just always close to the water.
I love the cold. I love the winter. I love the snow. And I live in stupid Florida. Tell me why.
Oh, so it's not because you've had enough of the winter.
No, I love the winter and I love the snow. It's the best.
Well, that's why I'm living in Georgia, because I had enough of the winter.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Were you? Well, when you're actually the one shoveling the snow, I'm not sure if you were, but I was the one that actually was shoveling the snow.
I mean, I have, but I wasn't always.
It kind of changes everything.
Which I guess. All right, I'll allow it.
All right. So where can people go to find you to learn about what you're doing?
Instagram is probably the best place. I will always answer DMs as long as you're not creepy. I mean, my website also, I have an email attached to that as well. I don't know. Instagram. Books and
What's
brush
pens. Yeah. What's your Instagram?
Books and brush pens. One word. Books and brush pens.
Nice. Well, Chelsea, this has been like awesome.
Yeah.
Geek. This was great. This was fun. This was really fun. Love what you're doing. You blew my mind with the list. I'm ready to go start my
Don't
list.
Don't plan your life. You're
going to
love it.
I'm going to let you go for now, but thanks again for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope it's been super valuable to you. And you're now ready to take your audience building, your community growing to the next level to help you and help me build our empire, for lack of a better word, or just to build our thing, remember to stop by iTunes, Passion Behind the Art, and leave a review and subscribe. It's very important to me. It helps the podcast grow, and it makes me feel good to kind of hear from you guys, to know what you like about this podcast, what it's done for you. So jump on iTunes and subscribe and leave a review. Passion Behind the Art. Be blessed.